Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Terry Steinbach. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Sean Hillegas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Chip Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Moxiudian. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Guardado. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seitzer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Harper moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz strikes out. One out. Mike Moxiudian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moxiudian hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. Harper tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hillegas, and towards Bordick, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seitzer out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards first. Moxudian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ribule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Moxudian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moxudian is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moxudian hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moxudian scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Hammond moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Hartley now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Rabiule catches it and throws to first to double up Blankenship. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartley fields it and throws to second for the out. Gates moves to third. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Winfield takes first base on ball four. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hammond moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Hammond scores. Blankenship moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. George Tsamy's now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gates strikes out. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Moxudian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moxudian is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moxudian hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rebule hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Rich Gossage now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sammies fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to third. Hammond moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Mike Moxudian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moxudian is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moxudian hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Pat Mears pinch hits for Randy Bush. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bordick. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McCarty pinch hits for Chip Hale. Ed Nunez now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty hits a fly ball towards right. Sierra catches it and throws to first to double up Mears. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave McCarty now playing first base. Mike Moxudian now playing third base. Pat Mears now playing shortstop. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hammond hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Hammond reaches second base with a double. Bordick goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Athletics. Carl Willis now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hammond scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Winfield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.